Welcome to the Brewski Boys podcast, where there's always hot poon soup on the stove and cold beers in the fucking fridge. I'm Milan.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Spanky.
And you know what? This is going to blow your fucking minds, but we're back for a second week in a row. We're not taking a four-month hiatus this time. Sing it, Milan. Do it. Don't stop. That's going to be our new intro music, apparently.
I fucking hope not.
Spanky, how do you feel about it?
I'm just kidding.
Spanky, you're a musician at heart.
Definitely not.
You don't like that music at all.
I used to be in band when I was a fucking nerd.
Played like Rock Band, the video game?
No, like trumpet.
Oh, like band, like loser band, like virgin band.
Yeah, like nerd band.
Virgin band. Fucking. That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
That's probably why you graduated a virgin?
Yeah.
Speaking of a rock band, I feel like
I'm a virgin at heart.
What the fuck does that mean? you just haven't found the one yet, right?
Yeah, he's had sex, but he hasn't made love.
That's
so
true.
So his heart's a virgin.
His heart's a virgin.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like,
I think, guys, I like to think we're all virgins until we've had sex with the one we love.
Exactly.
That was, quote, Spanky, I'm not a fucking pussy. No. You know what? Anytime I fuck a chick, that's fucking. That counts. That's making love.
putting a point on the board.
If she wants to believe it's making love, I'll tell her I love you if I have to.
I might not know her name. I might not know her name, but that's love.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't care how much I have to lie. I don't care how deep I have to go, like meet their parents.
Yeah. This might be
I might get married.
If this has to be a fucking
10-year commitment.
10-year commitment, tunnels and lies and secrecy and separate families and airplanes and
multiple passports.
If I got to make this thing real, so just so I can make love to you. Yeah. I fucking love you, baby.
Yeah. The second I fuck her, I'm never calling her again.
Exactly. Yeah, as soon as you let me put it in you. Goodbye. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
I might still hang out with her father because we build a strong relationship.
Yeah, exactly. It's been 10 years. For some reason, I stayed around for 10 years and you didn't let me have sex with you, but me and your father are great friends, so now we're still hanging out. You see me all the time. It's awkward. I haven't talked to you in months.
He's going to be the best man at my next wedding.
That's not with you, which is really weird because he's also walking that girl down the aisle because she doesn't have a father, but I introduced her to him, and now they're really close, so he's basically a father figure to her.
And he adopts her.
Really taking off.
Yeah. This lie just doesn't stop, and it goes deep.
Yeah, she moves in with the father. Next thing you know, I'm breaking up with her.
Next thing you know, they're making love. She cheats on me with him, with my best friend, apparently.
Then I hook up with his ex-wife.
We basically trade wives. And it's just a dark circle. It's a deep circle. It just goes on forever. I walk her down at the aisle because her father's dead.
Okay. All right.
And that's why I'm a virgin.
That's why I'm a virgin. Because I think of fucked up shit like this and no girl wants to have sex with me.
Yeah. So... Yeah, that took a turn.
Yeah, I think we got this thing off to a good start. High energy, good stories.
Yeah, really quick.
Yeah, that was awesome, guys. Good job. But speaking of,
where do we even go from there?
Yeah, like how do we beat that? That was awesome. I feel really good about that little.
And
little
see you spiel. Next week on the Brewski Boys podcast. I'm Milan.
But when we talk about that and meeting people. And how easy it is, apparently, when you go in this huge infiltration of lies and deceit and deception. But we grew up in a pretty small town, a fairly small town of probably like 6,000 people.
Maybe more than that.
Well, fuck you. Maybe it is now, not when I was young.
Yeah.
But meeting people in a small town, like, you know, meeting people is easy, but like meeting like girls and good girls, like even ones that you haven't really known before, that don't know how much of a fucking shithead you are. It's not easy, is it?
Yeah, it's really hard, some might say.
Some might say. Spanky, I think you want to...
It's a daunting task.
Yeah, you've had to deal with this before. You want to go into a little bit more in-depth about what your experience is with that?
Yeah, I don't know. Small, in a town this small, I mean...
Just, like, basically, everybody knows everybody, I'd say. And, like, chances are...
You've met them before, you've seen them before.
Yeah, you've seen them before, and it's like, if you're, speaking girls-wise anyway, if you're, if you like a girl, and, it's been like, after you have a girlfriend, you're trying to go to a different girl, chances are probably one
that
of your friends has, been with that other girl. So.
Or got a blowjob from her, apparently.
Yeah.
We just discussed this a little earlier, we won't go into it.
We won't mention any names.
Milan kind of broke my spirit.
some tears were shed.
Some tears were shed, but yeah.
Sad tears.
Well, that's kind of, like, the shitty thing is just meeting, like, new people in a small town isn't easy.
Well, another thing, too, is, like, a lot of girls and even guys, like, a lot of our friends go away because there's nothing in this town, so they either go to school or get a job somewhere else,
they're the smart ones. They get the fuck out of here.
No shit, we're stuck in this shit.
Yeah, we're stuck here. But you know what? Being stuck here brought on the Brewski boys.
Yeah, we got a lot of spare time.
Yeah. There's a lot worse things that could have happened. But at the same end, it's a lot easier to have solid relationships with people. And even for me, in high school, like I was over 300 pounds. Now I'm like fucking a little over 200 pounds. Lost a lot of weight. Look a lot better. I like to think I'm a fairly in shape man. And now you see those girls that you knew before. And they're like super impressed with you and they fucking love you now. And I'm like, well, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Get on this, ladies. Come on over here.
Now they can really get to know the personality, right, Sean?
Exactly. They get to know the man behind the muscle now.
Yeah. Well, I'd say probably my favorite thing about living in a small town is because in a city, you know, you got anything you can do. Like the possibilities are
virtually endless.
There's like so many extracurriculars going on. Like,
you don't have to be that creative.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, basically,
but when you're in a small town, if you want to have fun with your buddies or whatever, you got to be really creative. So, like, an example of, like, things we do with that. A recent one is, Sean, you just bought a slack line, which is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, so essentially, that's, like, basically a big-ass ratchet strap that you fucking tie around trees, and you kind of, like a... What the fuck is it? A tightrope almost kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but like people, I've watched YouTube videos on it.
It's like a thicker tightrope.
Yeah,
it's not thick.
It's like probably an inch and a half, something like that.
Really?
An inch and a half wide.
So
yeah.
So like you can like step on it, no problem. It's just fucking balancing on it.
Yeah. But like I watch videos on it, like people get like so good, they start like doing like front flips and like, yeah, like doing like really sweet shit. Yeah. That's why I want you to try it.
Yeah, I've never even really ever heard of that. Really.
Yeah, I think you're gonna like it quite a bit. Fuck it. We'll try it out later. We don't need to fucking go into a huge detail.
No, let's set it up right now, boys.
Let's do it. Well, let's do a okay. live slack line on the podcast.
All right. We'll be right back. See you guys in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like in a small town, you got to like make your own fun, right? Like obviously a big thing is just like getting as drunk as you possibly can on a Friday night, which, hey, you know what? Speak of the devil. It's Friday night. Boys,
fucking right.
Yeah, today's episode actually is sponsored by Michelob Ultra. You can basically taste the empty calories.
Yeah, you sure can. Only 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs, and 0.5 grams of protein.
So you're getting your fucking protein at the same time. Yeah. Getting swole.
You know what I was saying? Like, after you hit the gym, you can have one scoop of protein powder, get your 20 grams of protein, or you could drink
40 Michelob Ultras.
Yeah, 40 of these and get your 20 grams that way. Hashtag winning.
What the fuck else would you do? Yeah. I'd choose a Michelob Ultra every time.
It's a little more expensive, but worth it in my opinion.
Yeah, like going back to the creativity thing, I know we've talked about this before of why we want to do the podcast and blah, blah, blah. That's kind of what spawned the podcast. It was just something to do in like a boring small town, really.
Yeah.
Bunch of funny guys. Well, two funny guys and Spanky get together to make
I'm just happy to be here.
You're just happy they invited me. Oh, they still set up that third microphone, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, is the volume still on that one? Yeah.
Oh, whoops. He's gone now.
Yeah, so, like, getting creative and shit, and then that means you, like, something else to do besides watching porn all the time, which is a vicious circle.
That's the thing. Porn is such a vicious cycle. Like, I know you guys, at this point, we're two episodes into the new season of podcasts, and I've been a fairly crude guy. Just know I am somewhat normal.
No, you're not.
I'm a fucked up individual. Why you guys listening to
me? You're a monster.
But like, there was a while. I like my fucking Twitter and Snapchat
and
Instagram
Pornhub
and all that shit and my Pornhub. And like, I used to follow like all those like fucking nude accounts and naked chick here, pair of breasts here, there's an ass here, got a butthole here. Whatever, right? All female.
Is there a Twitter account just specifically for buttholes? Just like close up anuses. Anusis?
Anusis? Maybe. Yes, there is. But
he's like, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's at buttholes.
Yeah, I made that Twitter,
yeah.
Actually.
I used to run that one. But yeah, but the thing is, I was just so like overloaded by porn all the fucking time that like a guy almost gets like desensitized towards women, right?
I
like,
definitely agree.
Like, it's fucking weird. And I seen this this YouTube video from the guys at College Humor. It's called, and they did this thing called the No Rub, No Tug Challenge. So you didn't jerk off for a month. And it's just funny. And so I tried it. Lasted about 4 days.
Yeah, nice.
Unfortunately. But I didn't watch porn that whole month. And I was like, I just felt like a better person. And even like, you don't jerk off as much, right? Because I slept with a decent amount of women. I've had sex a decent amount of times. But there's not a lot of reoccurring memories you can go back to in the old spank bank, right? So
spank bank, that's awesome.
Yeah, but you can't. Yeah, like, there's not a lot of like, you got to have fuel for that fire.
You can make a lot of deposits in the spank bank, but not as many withdrawals.
I can only store so many titties until other titties start getting deleted. Right?
Yeah, you got to keep a fair balance.
But when you have that,
keep the
that
accounts
line
in
of,
order.
When you have that, when you watch so much porn, that line of like. Reality of what actually happens versus like how life actually is kind of, it gets blurred a lot. So like when you're having sex with a chick, like you're not instantly hard and then fucking her right away and then coming on her face. That never really happens.
Yeah.
Like
that's,
you know,
like,
you got to get aroused and then you get hard and then you got to fucking, and then she goes, right. So it's a journey really. Porn makes it look so romantic, aren't you?
Yeah. I can tell that about you.
You can tell I like foreplay, obviously. Yeah. But like even I kind of realized that, unfortunately, after I broke up with that girl that I was dating, that maybe I shouldn't watch porn so much because I'm kind of an addict.
Whoa.
Yeah, now we're back to our therapy sessions. With, yeah.
Okay. This is just me venting to you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Telling you my fucking deep-rooted issues.
And we just happened to be recording it all.
Getting back to porn there, like how unrealistic it is. Just imagine for 1 second if... they only, like, the actor you saw in a porno, the male guy, if he was actually all of those things he is cast as, he'd be, like, the world's most intelligent person. Like, if he was, like, an engineer, a doctor, a dentist, karate master.
Pizza delivery man.
Yeah, pizza delivery guy, plumber, just, like,
pool
the
boy.
Most talented guy
just
in the
so
world.
Just so many trades, he can do anything.
Yeah, he can...
And he chooses to fuck women all day. Yeah.
Well, that's probably how he gets laid.
Yeah,
he's
that's
like,
what I would choose.
Like,
you're so
what?
Fucking smart, I have to have sex
with
you.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? I want to get sex. This chick, she works at an engineering plant. Guess I got to go get my engineering degree. Oh, what? Slutty nurse? Fuck.
Better become a doctor.
Better become a doctor.
8 years later.
Oh, yeah.
Totally
this bitch
worth
is
it.
Hungry? I'll deliver a pizza.
Hungry for that dick.
That'd be a very impressive resume.
That would actually be like amazingly impressive.
Yeah, you know what? If you have a resume like that, or even if you're a porn star, just send it in and
but
you can replace
like,
Spanky.
What about when it starts getting like weird and illegal, like those like teacher fucking student stuff? Like he probably shouldn't become a teacher because that's a dark road that a guy doesn't want to go down.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're college teachers, professors?
Professors. I think that's legal.
Yeah,
well, it's
frowned upon.
It's immoral. It's legal, but it's kind of immoral.
Well, they got to get good grades somehow.
That's true. I don't give out A's for any reason other than when I get that assed, right?
It's just B plus. Yeah, yeah. I got 100% on the test though.
But you didn't fuck me, so
yeah.
I'm sorry. I have to fail you. But like, and the nice thing is too is like right now, like. It's the golden age of porn, really. I don't mean for this conversation and topic to like get dirty and gross, or we won't go into
I think we're already
of,
past
like,
that
weird
point.
Yeah. I just, there's a line that I don't want to cross, and we won't get there.
I'm not sure that it is the golden age. I think
what?
That might have been in like the 70s.
No,
would that
no.
Have been
this
the,
is.
This
dude,
is dude, you're
we
living
have
in the
like
golden age.
Millions of videos at our fingertips.
There's,
literally,
yeah, you have literally millions of hours of porn you can.
Okay,
access
free. Maybe
anytime you
maybe
want.
For the.
The golden age of porn access?
For the viewer, it's
so wait,
the golden
so you're
age
saying,
of porn.
You're saying there's better porn stars in the 70s than there is now. There's classier porn
no,
stars
No, I'm saying
in the
it
70s.
Was like more like glamorized, more there was more story. It had more substance.
Oh, I know
you know?
I see what you're saying.
So,
well, that's the thing. Like, when I click on a video whatever porn site I'm on. I won't get into which porn sites I like because I don't want to promote anybody and make anyone feel
better than unless they're going to sponsor
unless
us.
They're going to pay us. You just call us. when it hops into like just a guy fucking a chick right away, I'm like, how did they get here?
Yeah, what's the background?
Yeah, exactly. I think, what is the joke? Sure, I know teen loves. I know college teen loves getting ass fucked, but what's her majors? What's her dreams?
Yeah,
exactly.
If I haven't seen Slutty Housewife 1, will I know what's going on in number 2 and 3?
Exactly.
Oh, sure. If you're looking like through the satellite and like those lock channels, it's never 2 and 3. It's like
depends
fucking
how much
like
money you have. They don't have to be locked.
It's like fucking like 14 or like 15.
Yeah,
it's
there's
like,
a lot of them.
So does that mean like porn films are the most like successful movies in the entire cinematic industry?
Well, they're definitely the most recurring. You know, that's kind of the nice thing. And you can almost compare it to podcasts. You're able to fill it with a lot of crap and crude humor and like really whatever you want and just keep on producing and producing and producing.
The Cum Sluts franchise has fucking more sequels than
we have episodes.
Than
we
have
discussed
episodes.
Well, hopefully one day we'll be above them.
Hope, yeah. Fingers crossed.
You know what? I'm excited for those days when we start getting guests on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a fucking...
I would love to have a porn star guest on the show.
I think we can eventually get like a low budget porn star, like one that nobody's like heard of before, but like she has a couple videos.
She's an up and comer.
Yeah, an up and comer.
No,
I think we'll be able to get there eventually. Even we'll go to the AVNs one year or something.
Oh, that would be awesome. I'd love to present an award. If we,
maybe
we'll
just become really good friends with the porn industry.
You know what?
Get a good in. Yeah.
You know what my goal is for this podcast, like famous-wise? If we just get famous enough to present an award at the adult, what does that stand for? Yeah. Adult Video Awards?
Adult Video, I have no fucking
idea. Well,
but I know they're awesome.
Yeah, if we get... if we get famous enough to present an award at that award show, I think we made it.
We fucking made it.
Yeah, we can stop, drop the mic. Just
you know what? And as soon as we walk out, there's going to be porn stars standing up and applauding and like tears coming down their face.
And
tears
coming
because they're full.
That's going to be our E-Hollywood.
You know what I've always thought
true E-Hollywood story. Yeah.
Is like when... Like, I've never seen the awards, but what it'd be like to hear one of those acceptance speeches? Like,
I'd
really like to thank Brad for fucking him in the ass so hard.
I really wasn't feeling ready for anal that morning, but
I'm really glad Angelina
once
started licking my
it.
Shaft. Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, I wonder what kind of shit they say, but I'm curious, but
I don't know. Do they try to keep it classy in like a dirty industry? Or?
Yeah.
You know, it was really...
You know, that's the thing, like, awards for porn is, like, kind of glamorizing a pretty dirty fucking sector of our economy.
Maybe they just make their, like, speeches just full of puns. Like, you know what? It was a long, hard day. Yeah. And I wasn't sure if I was even...
even coming to the shoot.
Yeah.
You know, just shit like that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They really cleared out the buffet table, and I got the shaft.
You know, really got shafted on this one.
You know how sometimes we make a Brewski Boys challenge? I think we might have actually fucking done that once and never followed up on it.
We'll go back to Brewski Boy challenges here.
But you know what? This is my Brewski Boy challenge for this week. Fucking write us your most punny adult award acceptance speech. Huh? That's pretty fucking awesome.
A full essay.
Get creative.
300 words.
300
minimum.
Word of all puns. Be like Dr. Seuss trying to write The Cat in the Hat, but dirty. A dirty Dr. Seuss.
I feel like The Cat in the Hat, starring Mike Myers, is pretty dirty already, actually.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of like
sexual innuendos.
That's the sweet thing about like, I love when you're watching like, you watch like these shows like Shrek and these shows like The Cat in the Hat whenever when you were younger. And,
I love Cat in the Hat.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite movie.
You have a shitty taste in movies. We'll come back to this. Cat in the Hat's good, but it shouldn't be your favorite movie.
It is. Yeah. It is.
But I love like when you watch these shows as kids and they make jokes and it's funny. But then you watch them again and as an adult. Well, even now you can fucking watch kid shows now.
Yeah.
But they always have like kind of like some adult sexually suggestive jokes in them.
Yeah.
And then you get them now. It's like, holy fuck. Like, those are good. You guys, you guys did good. That was fun.
You got me there. But no, I'm not even kidding. So Cat in the Hat is seriously my favorite movie.
Okay, while we're on the topic of porn, I think we need to talk
about... Well, we're still on porn.
Yeah. We should go into
one famous porn star. One famous for porn star. All the wrong reasons.
Tiggle bitties. And we determined
Tiggle bitties.
We determined that they were fake.
Well, yeah, they're definitely fake. You can just fucking tell by looking at them.
Okay. Mia Khalifa.
Believe it or not, you can see these things with her shirt off.
From outer space.
That's usually
from outer space.
That's a fairly good indication they're
fake. No relation to Wiz Khalifa as far as our sources tell us.
As far as Wikipedia tells us.
Anyway, so Mia Khalifa. And this was actually a story I found way back in January.
Interesting fact. She is the number one most researched porn star on... what's that thing? I can't remember the website right now. Pornhub. Number one most
TSN.
Porn.
Oh, at the moment?
She was a few months ago. She's basically the Michael Jordan of taking dick.
Oh, that's really good.
I'm pretty sure Michael Jordan's the Michael Jordan of taking dick.
Well, wow. Whoa.
No, okay, I'm sorry. I apologize to any basketball fans out there for that.
Sorry, MJ.
Yeah.
All right, so this is back in January, and I found this freaking interesting as hell, actually. So I'm just going to read this. All right, it's from rantsports.com, and it's just a short little article. It's one paragraph. So the headline reads, adult film star Mia Khalifa offers Braxton Miller epic FSU recruiting pitch, which is to a university. So for the last few weeks, there's been speculation that Ohio State quarterback Braxton Miller would transfer following the 2014 college football season. One potential landing spot has been mentioned is Florida State, a team that's expected to lose...
Florida State University!
...to James Winston to the NFL draft. Well, there's one huge...
And they did. He went first overall.
Yeah, there's one huge fan who's willing to do whatever it takes to get Miller to Tallahassee. Mia Khalifa. Is it Maya or Mia?
That's Mia Khalifa. Mia,
that's what I thought. The internet's most popular adult film star. And how she's doing this is she's tweeting this guy.
She's actually super famous on Twitter. She's like super active and actually really funny.
So she sent this guy a tweet. It's, hey, @BraxtonMiller5, if you come to FSU, I'll bring all my porn star friends to the games. #BraxtonToTally.
Well, I'm not fucking her if I'm on the field. I want to, like, it should bring your porn star friends to the game. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's a good point. She's not guaranteeing any pussy at all. She's just saying, I'll be there to cheer you. That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Man, I think that's fucking awesome.
Well, like, if a porn star is tweeting at me, like, okay.
A very successful porn star. What do you think? She's not going to have sex with him if he comes there?
She might just be playing him on.
Yeah, maybe she's just playing him like a fiddle.
You guys just have no faith. I think.
Yeah, I think.
Okay. Let's pretend you're Braxton Miller for a second.
Okay.
Would you take the bait?
No.
I would DM her because she probably follows me, and then see if she wants on these nuts.
Oh yeah,
in a private message.
I would have to do some more research. I wouldn't just go after one tweet. That's for sure.
No, maybe it's not even her. Maybe it's a fake account.
Yeah, you never know.
You just said she's very active on Twitter.
Maybe
you're having a lot of
maybe
doubts.
This fake
maybe
account's
he's being
very
catfished.
Active. Yeah.
Okay, you know what? You guys are just like here. I was really excited about this story, Spank and now I'm not. You're just breaking it down.
Spank is the king of being catfished.
Yeah.
By a literal catfish.
Well, I think she'd be doing it for herself, and it'd be stupid
if you're fucking, that's the thing, college football still being in the States, right? If you're losing your fucking starting quarterback to the NFL, which they already did, why wouldn't you try to get a good quarterback trying to transfer schools?
Yeah. No.
Especially, like, fuck me. Like, if I had a chance to go to fucking Florida State, to go fucking live in Florida and play football for free and go to school for free, fucking rights I would.
Yeah,
suck
and
10
out,
dicks.
And
I'll
hang
go there.
Out with a porn star and all her friends.
It's a little intimidating.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. Like, literally, if a porn star said, hey, come out, hang out with me and all my porn star friends, you know what? I'd talk a lot of shit, but I'd be a little bit intimidated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
I fucking spit fire, but I get intimidated.
Yeah, totally.
Your bark's a lot bigger than your bite, hey, Sean?
No.
Okay, now imagine this. If you were, I just thought about this. If you were a dean at a different school trying to get players like a fucking wicked-ass quarterback.
I'd become a porn star.
I'd be.
Because I'm a dean.
No.
I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, maybe. But I'd just be like fucking at the school board just like, now we need a porn star in our school. Like, we got an enroll run right now. to
well, there's a good chance porn over, stars. There's a good chance over half the girls in your school are already strippers. They already took one step. You might as well go one step farther. Yeah.
So it's like, so what do you think the school board would be? They'd just be like, fuck no, we're not doing that. Like, yeah, you can't.
This is a fucking,
yeah, we're not
this just is an gonna, Ivy League school.
Yeah, we're not good. Yeah, this is Harvard. Yeah. We're not going to enroll a goddamn porn star. Yeah, you got that? And then what would you, if you're the dean, you're in a fucking hard place. I'd just be like, you know what?
Between a rock and a hard place. Yeah, literally in a hard place.
Be like, we either give a porn star
a full free, ride scholarship.
Yeah, full ride.
I didn't even plan that one.
We just all looked at each other and laughed. A full ride, and we enroll her right now, or yeah, fuck
or
you.
Or we get fucked.
Yeah, or fuck
or I
you.
I fucking quit.
Yeah, or fuck you, school board. I'm grabbing my camera. I'm going to go find a lady student.
And I'm
going to be like, you want free tuition? Let's make a film. It's for me only. I'm not going to show anybody. Yeah.
I think the boom. Headline we see the next day, Dean gets fired.
And possibly charged
and
with.
Possibly charged.
Sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment. Mean Dean doesn't like students because he tries to fuck them. Something like, that's a good
or
headline.
Likes them a little too much, maybe.
Mean yeah. Dean loves students.
Yeah. Mean Dean loves students too much? No. It would be more like Dean's only crime, loving his students too much.
Too much. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I think, honestly, obviously having a porn star is a pretty fucking awesome way to get a fucking 19, 20-year-old guy to come play ball at your school.
It's a fucking asset. Yeah, yeah fucking, because chances are they watch porn.
There's probably a pretty good chance. But you know what? This guy's also been the best athlete in his fucking localized area for his entire life. So I don't think he has like much fucking trouble picking up chicks either.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
But if I had the chance to fuck a porn star, you're goddamn right I would. I'd be intimidated, like I said, but I would.
Yeah.
No fucking doubt about that.
Yeah, it'd be fucking awesome. Like, especially, in my opinion anyway, getting a beach from a porn star, because they know what to do.
They know how to suck dick.
How long are you lasting?
Yeah.
Over a minute?
30 minutes.
Fuck that noise.
No way, man. And no, a cool thing, too, is that
when you get into the commitment to give me a beach, it's an all-day thing. There's candles. There's a bath.
Yeah, there's a bath.
There's
yeah, you have to clean me first because I'm not responsible enough to clean myself.
Yeah. And by the way, why do I need to clean myself? I'm not the one sucking my dick. You are. You clean me.
Yeah. I always, when I shower, I never wash my dick.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I saying?
That's the thing. I was saying, yeah, okay. Again, I know we sound crude and awful people, but I swear to God, we're kind of normal most sometimes. Not I like to think I'm normal to myself, but when I say things out loud, I realize I'm kind of
fucked up.
Yeah, no,
I'm just
go fuck yourself. You know I'm not as fucked up as people with man buns.
Oh man, that bugs me.
Yeah, yeah, I just can't. Why is that such a craze right now?
If you can rock if your hair is really long and
you can make a big one,
maybe that's all right. But if you're I don't like when the guys get their hair barely long enough and it looks like a little stub on top of their head. That's the worst.
You gotta think about this too. In the 80s when guys used to have the big fucking Michael Bolton hair. That was a style then too. You look back at it now and people look fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's true.
I can guarantee you in fucking 15, 20 years, we look back at people with man buns. Sure to hell hope that they look fucking stupid.
I hope they regret it.
Yeah.
I hope they hate themselves for it.
Yeah, and I'm really on the fence. I actually often wonder that, if the hairstyle I have now, you're going to fucking...
You have short hair. It's a pretty timeless thing.
Yes.
But even me, yeah. I do the fucking shave side with the fucking...
Long up top,
flipped over, right?
Slit on the side,
right?
If you guys are listening, it's the Macklemore.
It's the Macklemore.
Is that what you call it? Is that what you asked for?
No. I said do whatever the fuck you want because it's hair and it's going to grow
back.
You
swore at your hairdresser?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's get the fuck out of here, asshole.
Yeah. I can guarantee you if I wanted it, she would give it to me. Maybe. I don't fucking know. No. I hope pretty God she's not listening to this because I really need her to cut my hair. I don't want to go to anybody else. It's not very expensive and she does a good job, so...
Sounds like my ex-wife.
But yeah. I don't know. But it's weird, eh? How haircuts kind of do that timeless thing. How Like you have this shit that fucking people think looks awesome now, like the bearded man with the tattoo sleeves and the slick back hair, and he's also a fucking bartender, and everyone loves him because he's a fucking hipster asshole, and he's so cool. But I'm pretty sure in 20 years we're gonna look back and be like, yeah, that guy was a fucking idiot.
You know,
and
what?
Even like you look at the guys in the 80s with like I said earlier, the Michael Bolton hair, the 90s with the fucking punk spikes.
But at the moment, if you have a man bun, is that going to help you get laid? What do you think?
Seems like some girls really like it.
Man buns.
Yeah, because when I think of a man bun, you know what I think of is fucking Hozier. It's like, look at that guy. He's an in shape, skinny fuck. He probably likes yoga.
I don't think of that.
He has a good relationship with his
Hozier
mother.
Hozier has a man bun.
Does he? Yeah. I think of like the fucking guys that are like fucking jacked that look
like that. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. That one guy on Instagram, that fucking dickhead.
Yeah, that fucking douche.
But you think about it, every like decade kind of has like its theme, right? Like the 50s with the greasers and the 60s with the hippies, 70s.
One thing I've noticed though is like trends are like they recycle. Like
they do.
Neon colors are coming back.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Well, even like the haircut that I have, right? Like, this was a popular haircut in the 50s. So like that's the thing. Things are timeless and they roll around. But like even decade also kind of has its theme, right? Like I said, 60s with the hippies, but even us. In 90s with the punk rock and all that shit, and then
and the plaid, and that's coming back.
Yeah, it's almost. I think it's like really hard to say. Like,
and then
we got.
Well, I think I understand.
And
I think
the,
looking
the
back,
2000s, it's like almost everything.
But
hey?
That's the thing, right? But you look back in the 60s, and like really, hippies were kind of a smaller, minute group of people, right?
Yeah,
like they weren't. They were a minority. But you look back, and what, like, honestly, off the top of my head, what I think people are going to look back and see is probably hipsters. Unfortunately. That's probably what our decade is going to be, is definitely. Probably fucking hipsters.
Like the main thing.
That's a good point. Just be like, yeah, they were unoriginal as fuck.
The worst people on the planet.
They just sat around stealing. They couldn't make their own identity, so they stole it from other decades. Just sat around all day making podcasts. Fuck those guys.
One day, actually, this is an awesome idea. If anyone listens to the Jane Dan podcast, where they have like the Wall of Canadian Stars, right? Well, so far, what we have two groups of people we hate. Snake people from episode 1 of season 2. That's what I'm going to call it instead of episode 4.
That's, I like that.
Yeah. And then now we also have hipsters. So we'll have a wall of shame,
okay.
I think. And we'll frame these pictures. We'll put it up. Number 1, snake people. We'll get your guy with the ponytail like we talked about last episode. And now we're going to get the most hipster-looking fuck with the mustache and the glasses and the plaid shirt and... whatever the fuck else a shitty hipster has.
Yeah.
We'll put his picture on the wall.
What if there was a hipster with a pet snake?
Oh, fuck. Man.
That's not even somebody I think I'll self-destruct if I think about that anymore. Unfortunately.
Oh, but twist, he plays the flute and it's a king cobra snake. Then he's a pretty cool guy. Yeah.
That's somebody I probably want to be friends with.
Yeah.
Yeah, in case you ever get into a snake battle.
A snake fight.
You
probably want the snake that's controlled. It's kind of like a cockfight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which is not something that we're involved in. So,
yeah. Wink, wink.
Wink,
yeah.
Wink.
Yeah.
Call us if you're having a cockfight.
Yeah. Join us at the Mac.
Yeah,
every
I really
Sunday
like that.
After hours.
Yeah. I think I like that idea of us having a wall of shame. It's kind of cool. We didn't even talk about this actually at all. It's just kind of one of those things that we're coming up with during our podcast.
But speaking of man buns, isn't there a thing now? I'm pretty sure you can buy it. I think one of you sent me a picture of this. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
And it's like something, what is it, like
a
headband?
That's like a clip-in man bun.
Oh, it's a clip-in man bun.
No way.
I think you sent it, didn't you?
No, it wasn't
me. Oh, no, okay. Well, yeah, somebody's fucking sent it. Yeah, it's a clip-in man bun. And like a company's proud of this product.
How expensive are those?
I don't know, but.
What are your guys' guesses real quick? I'm going to look it up.
I'm going to guess.
Probably $55.
I'm going to guess $34.
It can't be more than 20. Okay, you guys keep talking. Yeah. I'll look it up.
No, let's just wait in silence.
Let's wait in silence for Milan to come up with this. But I don't know.
I think we should buy clip-in man buns and then do the podcast. You know what?
Speaking of,
we should make videos with a fucking GoPro. Go to the bar. One weekend without man buns, and then the next weekend with man buns, and use like the same lines and shit,
and just see how they do.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Same lines and the same girls. So it's a controlled study.
Well, not the same girls. No, I'm just kidding. Well, maybe one of the same girls is like, Yeah. Did your hair grow? Jesus. Oh my God. Last weekend, you weren't
even close to as good looking.
Yeah. Last weekend, you were a real asshole, but.
Yeah.
This weekend, I think you're super interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. In case you haven't noticed, chicks are kind of. Girls are kind of crazy. They're kind of insane. And they don't really make sense with anything they do, unfortunately.
A lot of them fucking lock their Instagram accounts like they're fucking special.
Yeah. What's so fucking special about you? That's what I, like, yeah, honestly, like, if you're famous, well, even if you're famous, the point of being famous is to be fucking popular.
Yeah,
like,
to be
what's
seen.
The point of fucking locked Instagram accounts? Like, what do you put on there that's so fucking special that I can't see it?
Yeah, like, I want to get to know your life a little bit. Yeah, let me see pictures.
And especially, like, if I follow you, and so, like, now you get this notification that you have to follow me, and then you don't follow me back after
that
you fucking approve that I can follow you, go fuck yourself. I'm unfollowing you now.
Yeah.
I looked at your Instagram. It wasn't even that fucking interesting in the first place.
Okay, bad news, guys. So I'm looking up these man buns right now, and I looked it up on Amazon. They weren't there, and then I typed it in on motherfucking Google, and it looks like all the posts were from April 1st. That might have been an April 1st joke.
Ah, shitty.
So we should make those in
real
life.
We should actually product. We should make this a product.
Boom. And yeah, we should
millionaires.
We're
instantly.
Rich. We should also do some research next time.
before we start this, so we don't waste some time.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Clipping man buns. That's gonna be our next idea. Actually. Yeah, fuck it.
Maybe that's why they lock their Instagram accounts. Is like, yeah, I'm secretly working on man buns. And,
oh yeah, that's the thing. They're secretly making products and they're just releasing it to their little test group.
Yeah, and they don't want us to fucking steal those ideas.
Yeah, but I am fucking tired of locked Instagram accounts, and I think anybody with a locked Instagram account can fuck off. And like, even that's the thing. Like, I come across somebody like I kind of want to follow.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, let's check out their Instagram and see if they're worth following. Oh, it's locked. All right, well, fuck you. You just
not
lost
gonna
the
bother.
Follower.
Yeah.
No, I didn't gonna bother with it.
So if let's say I lock my Instagram account,
not following you,
and I go to. Look at, or I try to add someone also with a locked account. Does that mean if they're like, oh, I wonder like who this motherfucker is that wants to follow me, and they go look at my account, can they see it right away?
I'm not sure.
Or is it,
that's
it
a good question.
For them?
Yeah,
I don't
know. I don't have a locked account. So
oh,
actually, no, if somebody with a locked account follows you, you can't see their account. It's still locked. So I'm going
to
assume no.
Maybe that's just like the answer. It's like, well, fuck you. I'm
it's the answer.
Well,
that's the thing. Like, especially if they follow you, like it shouldn't be fucking locked for you to go back and look at them. Go suck a dick. Suck 10 dicks for all I care.
I bet you there's an app out there that
unlocks Instagram accounts.
And that's a good idea.
There's another good idea. That's the $1 million app. That's
Instagram
the dream.
Unrated.
Instagram. Unlockedgram.
Unchained.
Instagram Unchained.
Yeah.
The Nick Jonas of Instagram. Try to break these chains, but these chains only break me. And that's where the snake comes out.
Yeah.
Out of his basket.
There's the musical portion of the podcast.
Well, yeah. So as you can tell, we don't listen to Nick Jonas at all because that'd be weird.
That'd be weird for three grown men
to be
listening
grown men.
To Nick Jonas.
What do you mean?
Call me Nick. Fuck, boys.
Nick Jonas, we'd love to have you on the podcast.
Yeah.
We're actually all huge fans.
Yeah, we're all super huge. We're super fans. I think we're eventually going to have to get to. We do have a fourth mic spot on the soundboard, so I think it's going to be time eventually that we get a decent guest to come in here and share a few of their views on shit with us.
Or maybe I think
maybe
more likely not a porn star, but that'd be fucking unreal. But
one
more
day.
Likely, probably. Local people from our hometown.
Local people from the Peace River
is
area.
Is what's going to be happening right away here.
But it's not going to be stuff talking about our hometown. They're just going to come add to the conversation of obviously pretty fucked up shit that we talked about.
Yeah.
Like lots of them have interesting jobs we can ask them about and kind of get their
perspective
on things.
Yeah, interesting perspective and their view on life.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm going to ask them about fucking.
Yeah.
Because that's obviously what the people want to hear about.
How do you fuck?
Do you fuck?
How long
do you fuck?
How long you last?
It's getting up pretty...
When are you good to go again? Yeah, what the fuck is this, a porn audition? And yes, it is. Like,
it is.
We source these to porn producers.
We send these out. We get a little bit back. We send them out.
We're basically a porn agency.
We're the casting couch.
Yeah, we are the backroom casting couch. Welcome to Backroom Casting Couch Radio.
Slash Brewski Boys.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, we did talk about Michelob Ultra for a second, but being called Here's the thing about Brewski Boys. It's not necessarily about the beers. It's about the conversations you have over a beer. And I think that's definitely what we're having now is the kind of conversation you'd have over a beer. Because it's kind of crude, kind of fucked up, but it's a lot of fun.
And I enjoy it.
Yeah, you know what? On that note, we're kind of running out of time, guys. I know you want to keep the conversation going, but...
Uh-oh. Okay, I think we should talk about one more thing.
You really want to go one more? You want to go?
I just want to talk about longboarding really quick.
All right. Oh, we did talk about this. We talked about it last week. Might as well talk about it now.
Yeah, so I went to longboard. Me and Sean are big longboarders. We're trying to get big Spanky longboarders into it. And
still think it's nice enough out tonight that we can go longboarding.
We might be able to get one road.
We can get a run in.
Hogsback Hill. So I found this new hill this year after the snow melted. It's called Hogsback Hill.
And
I
was riding it.
Yeah. And I was riding it after with some friends. And fucking, they're like, oh, it's crazy fast. It's crazy fast. And I was like, I've been longboarding a pretty long time. They're probably exaggerating.
Because they're fucking pussies.
And, like, I never really, like, carved it to, like, slow down as much as I could. And I'm just like, I'm just going to fucking rip it as fast as I can. So I'm ripping it. There's a few turns. And I'm just going straight down this thing. I start getting some speed wobbles.
The crazy thing about this hill, too, is, like, it doesn't just, like, hill, and then that nice out, and then you can stop slowly. It's fucking hill the whole way. Hill until the highway.
It's like downhill. And then I'm probably about at the halfway point, and I'm like, wow, this is uncomfortably fucking fast right now.
It's me and a piece of plywood and the road.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like getting speed wobbles for a while, and I was like, no, I'll be able to make it right out this hill. And then it was like, no fucking way. I'm not even halfway down, and I'm going the fastest I ever have before. I was like, I gotta bail right now.
Holy
fuck. So I jump off, and I was just like, I'll just run out of this. Nope, my feet hit the ground.
My legs don't go that fast.
Yeah, I'm not Usain Bolt. I can't run that fast. Just, thankfully, I didn't hit my head because I put my arm out. Unthankfully,
my arm broke my fall.
Yeah, the left side of my body slid on the pavement for about 6 feet. And
you're just Mr. fucking road rash now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not even not even like scabs. It's like fucking like a burn.
It's a fucking burn on your arm. It's disgusting.
Like, I'm not even I slid on the ground for 6 feet.
Yeah, man. And that's why I don't longboard.
Well, you're going
until
to today. Yeah.
Fuck.
We're gonna make it happen.
Yeah. You really don't have a choice. But you know what, guys? It's been real. The Brewski Boys are back and
I gotta say one
we're better than ever.
Yeah, one more thing. One of my summer goals this year is the fucking conquer Hogsback Trail. So we'll be
do the whole thing.
Do the whole thing in one shot.
Okay, we'll ask my you goal the end of
this
August.
Year, my goal this summer is to do a human flagpole.
Well, that's Spanky.
My goal is to just stay classy.
Yeah.
Well, you're already off to a bad start.
I'm gonna make a goal for you right now. And that's to get less.
Eat a pussy. Eat vagina.
Yeah, eat a vagina. No,
your just goal, like literally.
Yeah, like eat one. Like cook it up. How would
cook
that?
Don't go into detail, please. That's disgusting. You didn't even say that out loud.
Yeah, we say that. We say we have hot poon soup on the stove. What do you think we're fucking talking about?
Well, don't fucking give him ideas.
It's the mystery. By the way, our first guest on the show is gonna have to try our soup.
The harpoon soup.
Yeah. Anyway, my goal for Spanky is to get less than 100 fuck offs this summer.
Less than 100 fuck offs.
Yeah.
So he's actually gonna like talk to chicks.
Yeah.
Or you're just gonna have to, oh no, you're gonna have to talk to women.
Oh fuck, man, it sucks.
But all right, everybody, it's been real, and like I said, Brewski Boys are back, and we're stronger than ever. My name's Sean.
I'm Spanky.
Hey, I guess you guys didn't notice Spanky is here.
And it's motherfucking Milan in the Heezy House.
And we are fucking signing off.